If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Shout out to all the new patrons that already signed up. You are the MVPs. Thank you so much. And if you want to join and you want to support the podcast and support new content, all you got to do is go to chingoblin.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Gracias. You are the MVP. Also, quick reminder about the tour, Going Viral 2020. The comedy tour is kicking off. New year, better than ever. First stop, Salt Lake City, Utah, January 30th. Then we head over to Nashville, Tennessee for February. That's February 5th. And then Huntsville, Alabama. Boo to Huntsville, Alabama. February 6th. More dates, more info, more cities. Go to chingoblin.com/live. Peace. Gracias. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the What Did He Said podcast. Hope y'all are having a great day. I am your host, Chingo Blingo, with the Big Tamarindo. Bow, bow, bow. It's a little late on the horn. We have producer Rob in the building.
What's up, everyone? Who needs a button when you have Marisol?
Exactly, that's what I think.
We fuck around, bring a sound effects board in here.
I'll but, do all the sound effects.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy New Year. Happy 20... Damn, what year is this? Happy 2020. I was about to say 2015. Happy 2020. Yo, the tour kicks off in exactly 3 weeks from today. From
scary.
21 days. So I'm going to review some of my
21
material.
21 Savage.
Yeah, 21 days exactly.
21, I'm excited. 21.
A little excited. A little nervous, but a little excited.
I am so excited in general for this year. Like, I like all the things that we've kicked off the year with. Like, vlogging more, putting more
Patreon.
Content on. Yeah, Patreon. My new collection that just dropped. Thank you guys for pre-ordering. It hasn't even launched yet, and the majority of the stuff is almost sold out.
Come on, somebody.
So January 15 was the actual launch, but I allowed pre-ordering just because a lot of you guys sent in requests to, could you order it now? And I hadn't even put anything about it up. It was, I was wearing the shirt in one of the vlogs, and they're like, where's that one? I don't see it on your website. So I was like, okay, I shouldn't have worn it because I wasn't ready to do this pre-order thing, but I made it work with our guy Angel, so it is going to work. And so all the pre-orders are in there. And
where can they go to get and see what you're talking about?
Herapparelltx.com.
Her, H-E-R-R. Sass.
You know it. So anyway, I like everything that's happening so far from the kickoff of my podcast, which it's not on iTunes yet, but we recorded the first episode already. You know, the vlogging has been doing pretty good,
That's
so I'm excited about that. And just everything that we have,
we started the year with no piojos.
No piojos. Yeah, thank God.
We started the year with no piojos. Yeah, shout out to Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia, guys, if you don't know who Jerry Garcia is, go on Instagram, comedian Jerry.
Or go on HBO.
Or on HBO, even better.
Or go on Netflix.
Even better. But yeah, so there's a lot happening this year. I'm excited for it, and I think it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, and thank you guys for the support.
Shout out to the patrons. Let's give them the credit.
Yeah.
That could be one of the things in one of the tiers, too, is like we shout you out on the podcast once you become a patron on the next episode. We got eight this week.
Let's do it. Shout
eight patrons. Out. Shout them out on the What They Said Instagram page, but we got April, Avi, Ever, Marco, Mary, Melissa, and Teresa.
Hardcore listeners of the What Did He Said podcast. So let's set it off, man. Give them what they want. Let's give them some our take on some current events and see what else we got.
It's funny because also someone sent me a message and I wanted to shout her out. I think I told you this, Pete, the girl that so anyhow, she was basically listening to the podcast at work and she was giggling, and then she was ordering some books that we suggested. I really can't hear myself in these headphones. Is there a reason why?
Which one is it? One of these? So what books was it? Do you know?
I don't remember what books it was, but she said that we mentioned some books on the podcast, right? So she was actually ordering them. And so then she said, she was like, my friend who she carpools with was like, you're ordering a book from a guy that's whose podcast is called What Did He Say?
Like, you're taking book recommendations.
And he says sauce and like, so clowning the fact that she's like, in case you don't know, you know, you better.
She's like, he only looks like an ignorant little fuck.
Who's, was that what somebody actually said?
No. So it was a listener.
Yeah, I'm trying to find her message.
She listens at work. Yeah, I know. Because, you know, baby, this going on YouTube and the first 4 minutes got to be action packed. So basically what she was saying is a listener sent her a message. She tunes in. She wants more than one episode per week. She's hardcore, you know, diehard fan. And she was ordering some books that we spoke about. Her carpool, her friend from work, they're carpooling. And she's like, why are you ordering that? Because Chingo said, well, what the fuck are you listening to? First of all, his name's Chingo. Type of thing, you know?
Yeah. And then she was like,
I wonder what books it was. You should.
So she was like, so on the way home from work today at 5:15, she will be listening to these podcasts so she could see what's up. I said, well, thank you. Hopefully we get a new listener. So
let's make it juicy.
I'm sorry that I don't have your name, but if you sent me this message, you know who you are. So I just wanted to shout you out and thank you for telling other people about our podcast. It's very much appreciated.
Muchísimas gracias. Let's hit them with some current events.
That's my shout out.
Before we get to current events, what's up? So we saw some behind the scenes. Fans got to see some behind the scenes of a music video you're working on.
Yes. Yeah. And the making of the dance choreography is in my Dropbox. So
dope.
We're going to upload that soon, ASAP, because we need more uploads. So the song is called Bolis on My Wrist. It's a new project coming out with my boy Eric Jaimez from Dallas. He did all the beats. I do all the raps. And we come together like Voltron. So the first single is probably going to be Bullies on My Wrist. We shot a video. But in order to make this video viral as fuck, I reached out to the homies Heavyweight Music. It's two brothers from the north side of Houston that could dance their ass off. They made it on, they were on the Rockets halftime shows.
America's Got Talent.
They're, Chingo de Mayo.
Yeah, exactly. They set it off at Chingo de Mayo. We might have them do a mukbang or something, you know, throw out some suggestions. But look them up, Heavyweight Music. So they put together, they choreographed a cool little dance routine. Very simple, because they knew I'm not really a dancer.
All right.
So this is my version of Dancing with the Stars, right? So they showed me...
I feel like you have the Chris Brown moves, honestly.
It's like the Tom Segura moves.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Actually...
So we rehearsed
Tom
and everything.
Tom Segura was good, but Chingo actually added a little bit of a...
Put some sauce,
it made it a little bit better.
I had a drip on the track.
Tom Segura is dope. Shout out to Tom Segura, but
you cool.
You know.
Tom,
my
you
boo,
cool.
My boo killed.
Tom, you cool. You do a little Spanish, you do a little dancing, but when you come to the H, you don't want to battle.
Oh, what if we did a Tom Segura and Chingo bling challenge?
You don't
want to
battle.
That'd be funny.
So I had to rehearse and... I think Mickey and I have footage of us rehearsing in the backyard.
I actually have some on my camera. Did Joseph take that footage? It's on my camera.
Well, you should, get it to me. So maybe we need to sprinkle it in. But it was funny because, like, you know, I want to do a good job. I don't, because it's going to be whack. Like, bro, you can't half-ass it and be offbeat and fucking up the steps. Like, it's not going to be cool. We need this shit to be viral as fuck because we're going viral 2020. That's the tour name. So sometimes we'd be eating, hanging out as a family, like, all right, everybody put the gadgets away. All right, well, let's, you know, hang out, put some music on. Eh, put on a little cumbia, coincidentally, so I could practice my moves. And I don't want to ruin it, but there's somewhat of a little bit of a flip that happens that I got to do. Mm-hmm. I got a little bit injured because I didn't stretch or warm up, and I hyperextended the hammy. But the video looks great. We shot at this place called Dreamlight Studios down, like, Beltway Pearland. And they have a lot of cool sets and backdrops. Penny's in it. Mickey's in it. Marisol was busy being like assistant director, so she didn't hop in it.
Yeah.
She might, even though she's like an actual.
Yeah, no Zumba moves in there.
She's like an actual dancer.
No, it was going to be overwhelming. That's usually
she's
how
like
it happens.
Watching my back. Yeah. And I'm like, Sol, you might want to get dressed. So she's like, I didn't bring anything. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yeah.
But
I
the
was
video.
Like making sure this shot was done, that we stayed on time. That
when are we dropping this video? Considering the tour kicks off in three
I was
weeks.
Hoping that it would drop the 15th.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's
we could do
15
that.
Days from the tour.
Yeah, we could do that. Frank said it shouldn't be too hard. So we'll have like probably four pieces of content out of this. The actual music video, a tour promo video of just the dancing. It's just straight dancing. Making of the choreography, like me trying to learn it. And what was the other one? Fuck, I don't know, bloopers or some shit. I don't know, I forget. But it was a lot of fun, man. Like challenging myself to learn something that, you know, like having to learn a routine and apply myself to something that's not, you know, other shit that I'm used to. So
that's cool. It's me excited.
Gotta
to see
have
you.
Your brain be
that
malleable.
Was definitely out of your comfort zone, because you're, you know, it's more like gangsters don't dance. They, what is that whole song?
All they do is this. All they do is this. Oh, no. They don't dance no more.
They
don't
dance
no more.
Lean back.
Shout out to Fat Joe.
Lean back.
Everybody wants to know the Fat Joe story. Go to my YouTube right now, chingobling.com/YouTube.
To hear the story.
Sus.
Link in bio. Swipe up.
Swipe up. Everything. Influencer. Subscribe. Follow me.
Smash the like button.
For the gram.
Notification bell. Turn them all on.
It sounds like you've been hanging out with David Melgar, because the merch has a lot to do with a lot of that. So,
oh, that's fine.
I don't want to give it away.
I guess that makes sense when you're talking about going viral.
I don't want to give it away. Influencer.
It's gonna be so cute.
I can't wait to see it. I just know the direction. David came up with the going viral tour name, and I'm like, damn. To me, he hit it perfect, like out of the park. Again, he came up with Poodle Hustle because he's like, man, y'all just be hustling. He came up with Latino as Fuck because he went to the shows. He's like, man, this whole all your material is just Latino as Fuck. And now going viral, he's like, that's the world we live in, and I see you're adapting to the world we live in.
Speaking of that, that is exactly what we're doing. And let me tell you something. As I we've talked about how in the past I've tried to vlog, I've tried to document, I've tried to do all that. Here's the thing, is I can't seem to adapt to the environment that we in. I think I need to accept that more. And then I think that it'll be like second nature to me, because I'm not trying to like do name drops or anything like that. But I've been watching like different YouTubers, right? Just to kind of see what people want to watch, what's kind of out there. And yesterday I watched a video.
I watched a video.
I watched that video.
I watched.
You know.
I watched it.
Here's the reason why. Why the B came in. Because I watched a video about a BBL. Okay? BBL, Brazilian butt lift, if you don't know what that is.
And then they got MBL. Because
Rob looked real confused,
I was like,
right
big,
now.
Big, beautiful. That's what
Latina.
I went to.
And then there's big, beautiful, there Latino. You go. Hey! Hey, BBL.
And then there's MBL, Mexican booty lift.
Which that's, you know. What?
Puros tamales.
Yeah. Arroz, frijoles.
Oh, my God. So anyway, so it was like... Never in a million years would I think like I would want to. This girl was hardcore, man. She let her boyfriend videotape her.
Oh, wasn't that her ex? Her baby
it's
daddy?
It's her baby daddy. So I don't know what they are, but they seem to have a good relationship. Like they're together. He's also a YouTuber. If you're wondering who this is, guys, and you probably watch, her name's Yoatzi. And her brother, who's also a big YouTuber, his name's Louis Castro.
AKA,
hilarious.
AKA the baddest perra.
The baddest perra.
Estúpida.
Hilarious. I seriously
That's how I'm
going to
just start the podcast now. Estúpida.
I think he's like hilarious. But anyhow, so I was watching her and she like legit let her baby daddy videotape her as she's coming out of the recovery room. And she's like this.
Oh,
looks
no.
Crazy.
All that for
no
an ass.
No way would I let somebody put crazy ass, you know.
Like, hey, I know why she wanted her ex and her baby daddy there. She's like, you finna see all this ass coming down this hospital hallway, and you're gonna see what you're missing out on. But her excuse was, I'm gonna need help with the baby.
Put a bell.
Well, he helped like take care of her and stuff, making sure that she, whatever.
She's like, I need you to nurse me
they
back
have
to
a,
health.
I don't really know what their relationship is, but it doesn't matter. But anyhow, I watched it and I was like, I sat there for 50 minutes. It was an hour and 4 minute long video
with 21 commercials, mind you,
with 21 commercials, because
a couple million views.
And I just kind of sat up as I was going to jump in the shower, and I thought to myself, wow, I just wasted an hour of my life watching a video about a girl who got a BBL, and it entertained me the whole time
more than Netflix.
That's the
and
world
how much
that's the world
she's like
in.
She's like, I'm going to make the money back for this BBL from the fucking video.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, 21 ads.
Because it was only 3 days old and that bitch had like 900,000 views. 901,000 views.
That lets
three
you know,
days old.
That lets you know a lot of people searching for BBL related
So it things. Was crazy. My point is, it's like It's the world we live in. You either adapt or you stay behind, and you're not going to get it. You're either going to roll with it so that you can be up on game, and you, if it's something that you want to do because you enjoy it and it's a source of income for some, you know, a lot of these moms that I watch that are stay-at-home moms, geniuses, because they were like, well, fuck, I'm home. I got to figure out all this shit with the babies. Let me put some ideas out here for these moms, you know what I'm saying, who are new moms, you know, who need to see some shit.
They're like, babies are expensive. Let me film some of this shit.
So it's crazy, you know, like, it's the world we're in, and I definitely feel like I am going to be more open-minded this year and not just do, like, the very basic.
So what do you inherently kind of fight against with that aspect?
I just feel like, who wants to see that? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? You're not the only one that is busy all day. You're not the only one that has a gazillion to-do lists, you know, items on your list, you know? You know, you're not the only mom out there. You're not the only working mom out there, you know? So it's kind of like...
She's fishing for compliments.
No, I'm not.
Marisol, but you're so relatable.
Ooh, that face. That's the thumbnail for the podcast.
Anyway, that's not even
no,
it.
No, Marisol, don't give up on yourself.
I just don't. You know?
But so, now going forward, you're going to want to change
now
that.
Now I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do it. And I'm just going to... the feedback has been great so far on the vlog. So obviously people do want to see it or see some of it. You know what I'm saying? I really want to get on this. It's so chaotic at night, our night routine. That's the one I really want to record because it's so chaotic.
You have to cheat it because it's hard to like do your night routine.
To cheat the night routine?
Yes. Yeah. My guess is if you want to properly execute one of those videos and not fuck up your actual evening, then fake it, cheat it, like shoot it in the middle of the day. Or something, or have an extra hand, like bring in a video.
But
guy.
I can't because that means I'd have to bathe Penny earlier. Oh, you're saying then I shoot that part.
I mean, somehow, some way cheat it because right now we're trying to get into a new routine because we have a new menu and it requires a whole bunch of cooking.
Well, you know, I've failed this whole week at the kickoff of my bodybuilding competition.
Because habits take time.
Because, okay, so for 2 years... Right. I pretty much stayed on this bodybuilding thing. Right. So for a whole year, I competed. And then after that, it was like a year and a half almost. Then that's when I finally got pregnant, you know. So for almost 2 years, I did nothing but compete and I stayed disciplined. There was never a time where if I got off, it was again to kind of like rejuvenate my body again, get it back to normal.
It was like off on purpose.
Off on purpose. I had to be off of it. You know, I need you to go eat some junk, then come back. You know what I'm saying? Give your body a break. And then it was like, oh, started over. There was never a time. It's almost like when you go to college and then you take a break. You're like, fuck, I can't imagine. I don't want to go back. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's kind of how I see it. And I'm somebody who is self-motivated. I really don't need anybody to push me. But this week, I'm supposed to be getting up to do fasted cardio. I've not gotten up one day to do it. Secondly, I come home from doing running, whatever we're doing, whatever is on the to-do list.
Yeah, we have a photo shoot this evening, so it's gonna be another.
So, I mean, whatever, I come home, I see Penny, she's excited to see me. Do you really think I want to go do cardio?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. And I can go walk with her because we do. But it's not enough cardio for someone who is prepping for a competition.
Yeah, and also you're not going to do that late at night.
Exactly. So even if I went walking with her at 5 p.m., right? You're only walking. It's not enough for someone who is prepping for a competition. So what I basically told Sean was, I honestly need this whole week to mentally get myself like together.
Or get to the routine.
Like in the routine of taking supplements again because I haven't been.
Specific supplements at specific times. And
after specific meals.
And then the ones we bought, some of them are bundled and it's all fucking confusing. And then like
I'm going to go return that one because I'm going to tell him that doesn't work for me. But anyway.
Or maybe I'll take it. We'll see.
And so anyway, so it's a lot of those little things that are starting to happen. And so I was kind of, yesterday I got very frustrated.
Holidays just passed.
Mm-hmm. I don't like mess. So mess already gives me anxiety. I don't know how to I don't know how to deal with it. That's probably one thing I don't know how to deal with. Anxiety puts me, I mean, mess puts me in a bad mood. It makes me mad at everybody. Everybody's getting on my nerves. Even if it's not your fault, it's like, why is there a mess? Why?
It's like, because we're having to cook a bunch of food.
There's two people in this house. Penny can't, I mean, she makes her mess and it's in her room now because she's no longer in the living room, right? Like we had before. So it's like, I get real frustrated. And yesterday I just had to like take a deep breath, and he was very patient. So thank you for being very patient, because I was frustrated. It was like, I don't know what I got myself into. Why? Because now I feel like I need to hold myself accountable, because I put it out in the universe. I put it out on a video. So
talk,
now
talk about it on your vlog or your channel. You like, know, all right, we're off to a slow start with bodybuilding.
Yeah.
So
facts
it's,
are.
Yeah, facts. Facts is, it's been a shitty start to this bodybuilding prep. That's all I got to
say. Well, what I see is like, okay, we need some new cookware, because if you're trying to cook all this salmon and shrimp and cod and all this different stuff he has us eating, you know, you're going to try to do it efficiently, right? And we probably need like storage solutions. Like, okay, where is the Tupperware that's for the meals? Because right now they all have frijoles and rice in them because Luisa's using them for mm-hmm. Tupperware.
Because they haven't been used.
Just
for
stuff
prepping.
Like that. Just little stuff where it's like, okay, this fridge is taking a beating. That fridge was here when we bought this house. So it's like, okay, we might want to switch out the fridge. That's something that's more for like, this is a better way to see everything organized. And because that's the food we eat. That's kind of a big deal, right? What your family eats and how you store. And then food costs money. So you want to make sure you can kind of see everything, know where everything is. And
not be wasteful kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I don't like to use the top shelf for anything else but drinks. So it drives me bananas when we have to use the top shelf to put
grapes.
Grapes.
It's or
like
anything
they don't
else.
Go there. It's only drinks that go here. Don't do it. Like, don't do it. And
you've
I don't
been warned,
like
Jingo. You've been
I don't
warned.
Like I don't like what do you call it? Condiments mm-hmm. on the top shelf
gotta
either.
Be in the door.
Exactly. Like the they door. Don't go there. So it's just the way my brain works. But anyway, it's been a rough start. I've not missed one training session, which is still fine. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still getting my training in. So I'm still working out, but I'm not getting the cardio in.
I got injured during dance rehearsal. And
that's why you're super tight.
I had to skip leg day.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
yeah, the first
the
day.
Damn near snapped my shit because like I learned a lesson. Okay. So the lesson is this.
Share with the listeners.
So here's the lesson I learned. Maybe it's my age. I don't know what the fuck it is, but if you're gonna do like this little like handstand type of little trick or anything really physical, like, oh, I'm gonna go and do this thing. Like, you know how people pretend layup?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna pretend layup out this door right now when I leave. Hold on, man. Did you stretch? Did you warm up? You know, I don't stretch and warm up for everything, but now I'm gonna fucking start because we were gonna, he's like, hey, man, it's the triple from Heavyweight Music. It's like, hey, you want to practice the flip? You think you got the flip? I was like, all right, man, let's try it. And then it's like, all right, let's give it a shot. All right, ready? With music? No music? Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I bend down, so my right foot, my two hands go on the floor. My right leg kind of goes up, right? Because that's where I'm going. I'm gonna be upside down. My left leg, I didn't really like bend the knee a whole lot, so it just like hyperextend. I don't know what the word is, but it's like your body's cold and you're trying to like touch your toes and do a like
trying
throw yourself
overstretch it, yeah.
With momentum con vuelo
con ganas
con huevos and Masha said K-k-k. So when he kind of like placed me on the ground with my little flip thing, I was like instantly hobbling like ah and they're like, whoa, did he yank your leg? Like, what happened? Did you kick him in the head? And it's like, nah, man, I just fucking didn't stretch. So
we call that priming. You gotta prime the body, right?
I don't know what they call it, but teach me. Yeah, so sorry, baby, I interrupted.
That's your dance story.
Yeah, because you were saying that you haven't missed a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help to beat yourself up about it, obviously.
And one thing that I keep telling myself is, if you don't make...
You're going to save some of this for your podcast, right, boo-boo? Don't, you're not going to spill all the beans? Okay, keep going.
One thing that I keep telling myself is, you're prepping yourself to be a fit version of yourself because you're not fit right now, right? So even if I don't make it to be able to do a bodybuilding competition, the fact that I got myself back to at least to the way I was before I got pregnant, I will be happy. Like, I'm fine with
that. That's why I keep telling her to post the thumbnails I made or segments of her old video. Let people know that, hey, I'm back to bodybuilding. When I did it last time, I documented the journey, and it's on my YouTube. And then people need to see the picture to get a reminder. Because some of the folks that follow you, they might have only been following you a year or two. They didn't see what you were doing 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. 6 years ago. So I'm like, post it. Because she was so lean, so little. Like, and we were younger, but she just looked like super, like 19.
Yeah.
And do you know what's crazy? Is that I felt fat at that time. Well, is that not insane?
Well, that's not body dysmorphia. Body dysmorphia,
yeah.
I felt like just because I had like the little bitty, when I compare pudges now,
yeah.
pudge then, I'm like, bitch, you had nothing. Like, that was nothing. Why were you mad about that?
Should have been grateful.
Hindsight 2020.
Should have been grateful.
You know, it's like, I was looking at one of the videos and I'm working out with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a back workout, and it's like, you can see the definition. There's no back fat. I have back fat right now. You know what I'm saying? Yet I thought I had back fat. Then there's
that was back skin.
Yeah. And then there's another part where, same video, but now we're doing like, what are these called? Over.
Like pullover.
Pullovers, whatever they're called.
Or the dumbbell?
Yeah, dumbbell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't think of what they're called. Anyway. That, right, I get up, and I remember getting up when I did that video. I remember I got up to the side on purpose because I didn't want to pull up in that little bitty lonjita that I had to show on camera. Well, you kind of see when I go to the side, and all you see literally is the muscle on my obliques. Yet I thought I had fat, bro. Tripping.
So, current events.
Is that not crazy? That is my...
certain type of neuroses, you know?
That is what I'm dealing with right now. So...
well, in that same vein, actually, Jillian Michaels is slammed for trolling Lizzo fans about her body.
So, how did that go down?
So, Jillian Michaels was on a BuzzFeed news show. Mm-hmm. And she was questioned why Lizzo fans are celebrating her body and not her songs. She said, "Why are we celebrating her body? Why does that matter? Why aren't we celebrating her music?" asked the 45-year-old author of Slim Life.
So is she getting backlash for her?
She is, yeah. People are tweeting her and like going crazy, like, you know, because she continued to say, like, is it going to be awesome when she gets diabetes? Michaels continued. I love her music. My kids love her music. But
who
there's Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser.
No, I know who Jillian Michaels is.
Lizzo. The girl from here that had a booty out.
Oh, that she girl. That girl.
Yeah, your boy David loves her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah, I know. I was told to try. I was kind of like making fun of him, but also just, okay. Once I found out he genuinely liked her, I was like, never mind. I'm just talking shit.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, I don't have a huge opinion on Lizzo because, I mean, she's super new. And she has like one main hit song, right?
But it's not even about her music. It's just like why people are always celebrating how big she is.
But no one celebrates how skinny someone is. Rather,
you think
it's
so?
Like,
you don't think everybody celebrates people being small?
I think skinny, not healthy. There's a difference. So when someone's super skinny, it's like, God, that person really needs to eat. They've got some kind of disorder. You know, why are they? We used to tease Joseph.
Oh yeah,
because he was so thin before. You know what I'm saying? We're like, hey, Joe,
he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat. We take
like, Joe, are you really going to eat that little bitty granola bar?
He'd go on a road trip. Yeah. Like, he'd go on a road trip with
us. Like a snack granola bar.
He'd have like a little Ziploc bag with a little snack granola bar, like 100 calories, 90 calories, and maybe like the orange crackers with peanut butter. And he's like, I'm good, dog. And he's like in the back seat munching. I was like, bro, that's like for my like 9-year-old.
Yeah.
No, but anyway.
But now he's working out and he's on it, boy.
Now he's drinking his water, he's eating, he's hitting the weights.
But yeah, so I mean, I can see where Jillian Michaels is coming from. So,
yeah, I mean, motherfuckers are sensitive. So yes, Jillian, you are correct for addressing the elephant in the room, which is like diabetes, right?
Diabetes.
Like, yeah, diabetes is a motherfucker. Like, you don't want to wish that upon nobody. And she's basically saying, like, y'all over here hyping her up. Like, girl, stay big, girl. I think they're hyping up her confidence. I think that's the part. Like, people are celebrating how confident she is and doesn't give a damn, and she'll wear what she wants. I think that's the part people celebrating. Not the fucking, okay, well, let's draw some blood.
Too bad this is not an interactive podcast, because... no joke, big girls have hella confidence. Like 99% of them, check out their Instagram. Bitches be posing.
Yeah, that's thanks to Lizzo.
Well, even thanks before to that, angles and like, filters. You know, yeah, that's like it. Big girls usually have the confidence. They don't care. Like sometimes when I see a big girl wearing rocking something, I would never get caught wearing that. But she is rocking and walking with her head held up high. It's admirable, where I'm like, you should probably take some tips from her, because she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know about 99%. Only because sometimes there's insecurity that comes with that exhibition. So in other words, oh, they pose a lot. They take a lot of selfies. Boy, look at her Instagram. She sure does love herself. But when you're there, when they're taking it in person, it's like, oh, no.
No, I'm not talking about selfies. I'm talking about a person out in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you said 99% of big girls is what you said.
Yeah, they have the confidence. I'm not talking about a selfie confidence where they're Instagram. I'm just talking about in general. Like,
well, the point I was going to make is not specifically, oh, they take selfies. But like, did you hear what they were saying when they were trying to get the right angle and the right filter? They're like, oh my God, no, shoot it like this, shoot it again, let him shoot it, let you shoot it, but shoot it like this, up, higher, high, tilt it, hurt your wrist, hold it like that. And it's like, obviously you're not really that confident. Sure. If you're having a jump through 35 checklists, like, but
this
did you put
Chingo
this?
This is what Chingo goes through at VIP, which is the reason why we no longer allow selfies.
But some like insist, some are like, no, I can only be photographed this way.
Yeah, it's true.
And I can't call that confidence.
That's not confidence.
Yeah, that's not confidence.
For me, no.
That's the 0.1% of the 99.
Okay.
That's been a topic of conversation for a while for
really?
Her, right? It's always
Jillian
just like...
Okay.
Well, I just mean like Lizzo and her, you know, size, and people always talking about like, hey man, just keep some of it under wraps. You know, why you got to be at the Lakers game with your ass showing?
Yeah,
where there's
that...
Kids and,
well, there's kids there. That... Now, that weird. I don't find... I'm open. Like, I don't really care about like the rap, like cuss words in rap music. I really don't care about, they hear so much more worse shit behind closed doors on their little YouTube channels, whatever it is that they're watching. But certain things like that, like, did you really just wear a thong to a basketball game? This is like a basketball game.
I don't know if it actually was the reason, but did you see Kobe and his family getting up from their seats and like leaving? And then the pans over to like Lizzo just like standing up and like shaking that big, big ass outside of whatever she had on.
No.
It was so funny because it's just like Lizzo, nothing but ginormous ass. And then like Kobe and like his little girls and his wife just getting up, just like looking over and walking out of the stadium.
Well, mind
well,
you.
Well, yeah, their little girls are there.
Mind
you.
For sure.
Mind you, Lizzo's from the South. So, you know, down here, our portions be a little different. You know, we like gravy on stuff and little cornbread.
Gravy on gravy.
You know, I don't know if y'all knew, but the HEB had a buy one, get one on the oxtail.
Say what?
So I don't know if Lizzo knew.
I'm sure she knew.
But it was going down at the McGregor 288 HEB.
My God.
Oxtails, buy one, get one. BOGO.
Shout out, love BOGO.
It was BOGO on the oxtails. And Lizzo took some of that to the LA and offended Kobe Lil Bryant.
Funny thing is,
me and Kobe got the same birthday though, so he's cool.
Shout out, Black Mamba.
You know how you're saying things are different in the South?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I guess I don't want to say who, but this person that I know met someone, right? And this person's obviously not from Houston or Texas in general. So he's like, I met someone and he's great. You know, he's really blah, blah. He's like, and he's very happy to be Texan like you guys. Like you guys.
Shit, HEB, you can get Texas-shaped chicken nuggets.
Really?
Texas, I mean, damn near. You
peanut
can get
butter.
It's so funny.
And a lot of, I think.
Texas honey.
I think a lot of that, I'm curious when it started.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started noticing is McDonald's Texas homestyle burger. I remember being like in New Jersey or something.
Mm.
And it's like, all right, I'm going to get, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to get a Big Mac. I'm going to get a quarter pounder. I was like, man, I'm going to get the Texas homestyle. And I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm looking and I'm like, do y'all not have, they're like, a what? I was like, never mind. It's like, well, they have it at the McDonald's at home. And that's when I started realizing that these big companies can adapt and adjust if there's like a cultural thing.
Yeah, they cater happens. To that.
And you got to remember that, you know, Texas was its own country and shit for a little while.
Its own republic.
It should still be.
Yeah, its own secede. Come and take it. And then some other marketing that I noticed that was Texas related was Texas Ford truck. Or what is it?
Built Ford or
Build something, Texas edition. And
yeah,
like,
they all have, yeah.
I don't know if it was Chevy. Like all these truck commercials are like Texas tough or like the Texas edition and all this Texas stuff. And I realized, wait, California, they don't be like California edition or Idaho edition.
They do for some, but not nearly as much as Texas.
And I think the reason, I don't know which.
Texas is the best of the 50 nifty United States from 13 original colonies. and if you didn't sing that in your school, then that's probably because y'all weren't proud of the stage.
I pledge to the Texas flag.
That's how we learn, right?
How does it go?
I pledge allegiance to thee. Texas, one and
indivisible.
Indivisible.
Under God, with liberty and justice for
is
all.
Is that not the U.S. one? Or is that?
It has some of. It has some of the United.
We were real confident that we knew what it was,
but I don't know if other states in the school they teach them like California history or Arizona history, because Texas has like.
Texas should still be Mexico for real.
Well, it was for a while, along with Utah. Shout out to Salt Lake. I'll be there January 31st. I think it's like Utah, Wyoming, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. It starts to kind of get up there.
Yeah.
Basically, Mexico lost half of their motherfucking territory.
Yeah, and some of it to Texas was like, hey, can we borrow some of this land you're not using? You know, for whatever it was. I think it was agriculture or something. And then next thing you know, like, we're just gonna go ahead and take that from you.
Yeah, I need to brush up on my history.
Texas history is fascinating.
Especially the Comanches.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
I don't remember that.
That sounds different,
bro. Sounds different.
That sounds way different from when we were kids.
It sounds different.
I thought it was just, I don't remember doing the one state under God.
I thought it was like honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one and indivisible. Yep, that was it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the under God thing.
They're trying to be like the U.S., but it started with our unique history, right? Because it was like Six Flags over Texas or something. Like you have different countries, I guess, tried to rule Texas. And then it was its own thing. Republic of Texas. It was its own thing. So that's where a lot of the cultural pride might have started. And then a lot of these marketers probably found a way to exploit that. It's like, hey, man, sell them a fucking, we need to sell more cheeseburgers. Call it the Texas Homestyle. Put some mustard on that hoe. They probably saw what Whataburger was doing at the time, and they were probably like, that's the Texas home style.
What do you put on your burger, condiment-wise?
That sounds like a question if I was making my own burger, right? You mean like at home?
Whatever. What do you order? Like mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup?
Usually how it comes. I mean,
just whatever? Okay.
Give me a restaurant.
I don't like tomatoes in my burger.
I don't either.
I don't like the moist that it causes the burger to have, so I just don't do tomatoes.
Y'all remember the McBLT? You remember that one? If you Google that motherfucker, that's how old I am.
McBLT?
It's like McDLT or something like that. Okay. So it was like a failed McDonald's menu item. It was very temporary. It brings back nostalgia. So it was a styrofoam container. It had two sides. For people like Marisol, you had all your fresh, cold items on one side and all your like hot items on the other. So you'd put that hoe together at the opportune time.
What?
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, I saw that, babe.
Short-lived.
$1.95.
You want to show money?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can remember.
She's a little bit younger than me.
It's literally just a styrofoam. The patty is nice and warm, and you got all
but it had a there's the cover. You see it at the bottom. Yeah. Go down.
Your finger. You're right.
There it is. That.
Interesting.
Well, that's when Whoppers used to come like that.
Whoppers came like that?
Remember they used to come in a container?
In a case, but it wasn't like, a two-side case.
Oh, like the Big Mac, too.
Yeah, when they used to come in the boxes, they were the bomb. Not with the paper. They're still all right, but I thought for some reason when they were in the box, it just made them 10 times better.
Burger King might be the least favorite of burgers.
Which is the reason why I feel like
We should rank all the burger joints right now.
Everybody get their list. We should rank all the burgers.
Everyone get their list.
Okay, we should rank all the burgers.
We should rank.
Okay, Chango.
You know what's that would be funny? Maybe a funny video is like a blindfold testing type videos to see if you can actually like, is this Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, and see if you can get it all. People say that, but I've seen some people do it and they're off.
Well, let's try it.
It's a funny video.
So, top three burger joints.
Whataburger, Five Guys, and probably McDonald's, honestly. Ding.
What do you get from McDonald's?
Just a regular cheeseburger.
Oh, the little beaties?
Yeah. Love them.
Okay. How about you, Marisol?
Well, Chick-fil-A doesn't count, but Chick-fil-A...
Nah. Chick-fil-A don't even sell beef unless you go to that one in Atlanta, the Dwarf House.
For me, it would be Bex Prime.
Oh, okay.
Then it would probably be Five Guys, and then it would probably be Whataburger.
Okay.
Man,
give it to us, Chingo.
That's a tough one. Maybe put Whataburger up there number one. In-N-Out number two, maybe. It ain't Burger King, it ain't Wendy's. They got some good stuff, but McDonald's.
Wait, Jack in the Box too, dude, got a hell of a
man.
That nasty after the club burger. That's what they
have. The curly fry burger.
Some tacos.
Little curly fry.
Okay, once you give me your third, I want to.
Okay,
know
let me think. This is like off the top of my head, right? Let's just say Whataburger, In-N-Out,
like you did.
Yeah, I know, right? I want to go with Five Guys, but it's like their fries are so memorable that it kind of outshines the burger a little
for
bit.
Sure.
Who am I forgetting? What's a good number three? Because Bex was a curveball.
That was a total curveball. I forgot about Fuddruckers. Fuddrucker goes hard.
Oh, Fuddruckers goes hard too. Yeah.
Hard as fuck.
I always fuck up my Fuddrucker.
Like, why are you building it yourself?
That's why. I don't want to build the shit myself because it's like, fuck, I put too much nacho cheese, or I shouldn't have put that. Or why did I put that lettuce? I didn't know they had the shredded lettuce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know they had romaine.
It's just always inconsistent because we're the ones making it.
Yeah.
I'd rather let them make it.
You ever been to Bernie's Burger Bus?
I've heard about it.
Ooh, y'all. Check that out next time.
Man, I'm getting hungry just...
Did y'all watch the Golden Globes? Kind of a segue.
No, but last night I saw on YouTube Ricky Gervais.
Okay, so you did see the monologue and all the other jokes throughout the night?
I saw most of them.
It was so good. I've never seen one of those shows in my life, and we just happened to be sitting there, and that was on, and he tore, the celebrities a new one.
Yeah, I think Marisol was, like, cleaning up or something at the times, and I was, like, sweeping and listening, and, yeah, he wrecked it. And if I'm not mistaken, he started out by saying, this is the last time I'm hosting this, right?
So I don't give a fuck.
Let's go out with a bang. Even though every year he doesn't give a fuck, and I think it's, like, his fourth time or something, but... yeah, he went in. He was just calling out all the hypocrisy and just saying, like, y'all were cool with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and saying, like, don't come up here with your little award. And he's like, don't cry. That shit's embarrassing. He's like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
He said, don't use this as a time to give you a little political speech.
Yeah.
He's like, don't.
Thank your manager. Make it short and sweet. Thank your
manager.
He's
like, thank your God.
Thank your God. Get the
fuck
off.
Thank your God. Get off. Because, you know, people want to. Up there crying,
dude. That was so good. And he was like, "Yeah, it was Epstein didn't kill himself." Jokes, Harvey Weinstein, blah blah blah.
Although they're saying there's new evidence that he might have actually killed himself.
Yeah, there's some weird things. Like he had a bunch of
a lot of stuff
inside of his whatever cell.
A lot of things between the coroners. The autopsy guy. The autopsy guy was like, "Who said these bones don't break when you fucking hang yourself?" He's like, "Who said that's not possible?"
Yeah.
Just because one other guy went on TV was like, oh yeah, those kind of neck breaks, that's murder. It's like, okay, so why didn't they hire you to do the autopsy?
It's like they hired another expert. Like, you ever watch the Pawn Star shows? Like, they have an expert for every little thing. Like, well, we're going to call this expert in. He's like, how do you just know that?
And then he had extra nooses. So he had been, like, trying different ways.
There was extra nooses in there?
There were, like, several nooses. And then there was even a piece of cloth from the window up high. Where he was, I guess, trying to figure the shit out.
Yeah, he had 10 suits, 10 whatever they wear, the jumpsuits or whatever they wear in there. He had 10 of them in his cell. Like, why do you have 10 of them?
Wow.
Just tie them all together.
He must have gave somebody money to hook him up with some of this equipment.
He had a pin in there, too. He had a pin, the sleep apnea machine with the extension cord.
He could have basically hung himself several ways. So basically, if you're going to go in and fake a suicide, the theory is you're probably not going to take a whole bunch of extra nooses.
Right.
Unless you're just a genius at suiciding people.
Well, speaking of the Golden Globes, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, speaking of suicide. I was like, oh my God, where are we going with this? Sorry.
No, Leonardo DiCaprio actually helps a man who fell overboard in the Caribbean. So a few days after, this is actually yesterday.
He let him float on a little piece of raft or something like that.
Yeah, Brad Pitt made the jokes. Leo, by the way, I would have made room on the raft or something like that. Everybody's laughing. Oh no, some guy fell over, and DiCaprio's yacht was sailing in a neighboring island and found a guy that had been treading water for 11 hours.
What?
Can you imagine?
No.
Good thing he's rich.
The guy that was treading water, or DiCaprio?
No, DiCaprio. He happened to be out there in his yacht. So if he had no money, he wouldn't have no yacht. He wouldn't even be there. Buddy would have died.
I love what you think. You guys ever had any kind of like saving somebody's life or...
Save my own.
That's big enough. That's big.
When I was trying to tread water in Italy. I'm not a good swimmer, just like I'm not a good dancer.
I remember.
So you're talking about Golden Globes?
Yeah. I wanted to get your feedback on. I don't know how much of you had watched.
I think I watched.
It was super long.
Well, I was searching for the...
it's a two-hour show, right?
It's 3 hours.
Oh, it's 3 hours.
But I'm sure you can find the compilation of just his jokes. Yeah. The joke part.
If you haven't, go check them out.
It's one of those things that, like... What's the word I'm looking for, man? Like, he addressed kind of like the elephant in the room, and he... That type of material, that's what, like, pushes the needle forward, like, culturally. Like, everybody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Marisol's favorite person in the world, Kylie Jenner, donates $1 million to help fight the wildfires in Australia.
Of course. She needs a tax write-off.
She's like, man, what am I... I got this whole billion just sitting here.
What am I going to do with this billy?
Well, thank God, because it's so sad. Oh, my God. I saw a video of a kangaroo hugging this woman who had saved the kangaroo's life. And she was kind of trying to let him, like, go ahead, go free, right? I got you. I saved you from the fire, right? But... he was so terrified, the kangaroo. He wouldn't let go of the lady. Oh, my God. It just, like, broke my heart. Like, one thing with animals is just like, oh, my goodness. Poor little kangaroo. Yeah.
They released some crazy stuff. I've seen all, like, the koalas and stuff on fire just running around.
Oh, it's so crazy. It's so sad. It's
hopefully
so sad.
They don't pull a Harvey. And then they'd be like, where the koala money at?
Don said something about the koalas. And I was like, yeah, but, I mean, they carry chlamydia, so whatever, right? Just joking. But they really do.
And what'd she say?
She's like, that's fucked up. And then Googled it. She's like, I'll be damned. They carry chlamydia.
And she's like, fuck that species.
Yeah. Right? But this wasn't in my topics. But did you see the Instagram model, the nude model that was... got her dick account taken away from Instagram because
her
she...
Her dick account?
No, got her Instagram account.
Oh.
I don't know what I was trying to say. She said, she tweeted out, and then I think posted it on her story or something, that for every $10 or more that somebody donated to one of these like reputable organizations, she would send a nude.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. She's raised millions.
Over $500,000.
And she's a what now? A doctor? What is
no,
she?
Just a model. Like, her name's Nude Philanthropist.
Nude Philanthropist. So, yeah. So anybody that donates a dollar?
$10 or more.
Where my phone at?
I'll send you the link. Don't you worry. I donated twice. I'm just kidding.
Is it a separate picture for every dollar?
Yep, it is. It's like different positions. And, you know, there's like...
She said positions.
Yep. Different positions. Leg up. You know, you get the whole bird's eye, everything.
Bird's eye.
You obviously bought one if you know the position.
So she's raised how much?
I think 700,000.
I bet she's like, man, how much of that I'm going to keep?
But apparently her family disowned her. And her Instagram account got taken away. Because Instagram said she violated some kind of, like, guidelines, even though she didn't post anything on there.
Wow.
By suggesting that she would, you know, be sending these photos on their platform.
So, was it a PayPal? Where is this money going?
I think it was PayPal or Venmo.
Wow, it wasn't even a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter?
Yeah, no. Like, and she was all trying to handle it through her DMs, through her Twitter DMs now.
Come on, son. How you handling it through your DMs? I could barely do a fucking winner raffle giveaway. Which reminds me, this is supposed to get shipped out to somebody. But
You're picking the winner tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the winner tomorrow. But my point is, how is this girl managing all that via her DMs?
I'll send y'all a link later so you can see. She's only 20, by the way.
So let me get this straight. So Australia has a whole bunch of fires.
Mm-hmm.
And... people are getting concerned because they don't want everybody to be on fire. Not because, like, it's not an Amazon type of, like, hey, that's the world's lungs. Like, it's not a rainforest. Right.
It's pretty crazy, though. Most of the place is on fire.
Interesting.
It's insane.
Interesting.
So where are they going for shelter right now? What's
New Zealand?
Is that neighboring? Yeah. Neighboring?
It's out there in the Pacific, middle of nowhere like them. Way over there.
I haven't paid more attention to us not going to World War III, right? Than Australia on fire.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is supposedly there's just like people getting really scared over that stuff because one cat in the gym, he's like, man, y'all didn't hear? They done bombed such and such and killed about 30 people. And I was like, what? And then later I hear Scott Adams say, or somebody on, he retweeted something like that, where it was like, Pentagon says there were 0 American casualties. Iran says there were 30 American casualties. MSNBC says there's 30 American casualties. So they're repeating what Iran is saying, even though the Pentagon said it was 0. Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on, man, get your story straight.
Interesting.
And then my sister-in-law too, I think she was a little paranoid. She's like, well, I think she was joking. She's like, well, meanwhile, you know, America's they're shooting missiles at us or something. And I was like, nah.
He's like, nah.
Nah, because that dude Lindsey Graham, he basically sent a good-ass threat to Iran. They were like, hey, man, your whole economy is based on refining oil, and I see on the map you got X amount of refineries. So, I mean, we ain't even got to kill none of your people. We could just fuck up your whole economy. What's going to happen? Your economy goes down. People ain't got no jobs. They're gonna take over your... Like, the people are going to be so fed up, they're going to do our job for us and be like, hey, y'all need to get the fuck out. So... That's why they don't want no smoke.
Exactly. Last topic in current events, Justin Bieber has Lyme disease. He's been diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Lyme disease?
Yeah.
How bad is Lyme disease?
It can get pretty bad if you've had it for a long time. Yeah. Mm. Deadly to
it. You catch it with like a tick or something like
that? Yes, yeah. Deer ticks, to be specific.
Deer ticks. So did he have a deer?
Yeah, right. Like, what are you doing? Or where does it come from? But who knows what's out there in California, you know? Dirty place.
Damn, son. Shout out to all our listeners.
Just kidding.
We will be there all summer. Tour dates, jingleblink.com.
Yeah, so he came out with that, you know, but he's been fighting it, said he's feeling better. Apparently he's had it for a while. Maybe that's why he's been a little MIA from...
Shit, he's going to pull a magic and find a cure.
Right.
He's got about 6-7 scientists in the basement. Bitch, get back down there. Fuck you got on my cure, ho.
Their color starts to change too, right? Their skin color?
Yeah, you get kind of yellowish, you know, yeah. And you have like a big red rash, and they can like it affects muscle and joint. So you're like almost like a autoimmune. It is an autoimmune disorder, but it's like arthritis where you're super in pain all the time.
Yeah, I think the co-pastor of the deaf church, I think his daughter got it.
Damn, that's scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's some of the hot topics.
She was in the hospital. She was pretty sick. She was in there for a minute before she recovered.
Could be months for some people, or years, like fever.
And you can like cure it?
You can. Yeah, it just takes a lot of treatment.
Autoimmune.
That's crazy.
I wonder if they're going to put them like a special diet, like for the gut biome, and if that's like some inflammation that happens with that.
Definitely.
Oh my God, but what about his new video?
Have you seen it?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's pretty cool. And all the gifts that they made for his little release of his video. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Shout out Biebs.
Mm-hmm. Not really that big of a fan, but, you know, he's pretty creative.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Jingo, what
Shout
you got?
Out to Macaulay Culkin. He was a child star. He turned out all right.
That's so random.
And his brother... I forget the other Colin.
Another Colin.
He's on that show.
Colin? Another Colin.
He's on that show Succession. That's on HBO.
They won a lot of awards. I've never seen it.
We just started. At first, I'm like, okay, what's this about? What's going on? And I started focusing. I was like, wait a minute. This is a comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just has a weird tone. And Will Ferrell, Adam McKay are involved. And Homeboy's in it. He played... Matthew Broderick's best friend on Ferris Bueller, the guy who they borrowed his dad's car. Mm-hmm. He's in it. Who else? Did we recognize anybody else? But it's got a weird tone, but it's like pretty fucking funny.
Dope.
Pretty dope.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, we don't have time to watch movies and
yeah, no, right?
That much these days.
Well, that's because...
Tour kicks off in 3 weeks.
It's always something to do.
Doing a whole bunch of other stuff that's like non-stand-up related. That's partially by choice.
It is partially by choice, but you know, are you down for that challenge to do more stuff that's outside of the tour while the tour is going on?
More stuff outside of
more
the
stuff
tour.
You like, probably. Is that what you mean? Or just
in general. I mean, we're doing a lot. You're doing a lot more videos, doing a lot more just content creation, and you also have the tour going on at the same time.
Yeah, well, I think it goes hand in hand, and because I'm off from the tour right now, I think it's like I'm not getting that feedback. It just feels like, okay, we need a W. Like, we need something to, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're operating in a vacuum. But I feel like once the tour kicks off, things kind of, in a way, settle, because now you have stuff you can film all the time. You're in a new city, you're traveling, you're doing something, versus like, hey guys, I gotta go get a haircut. Hey, morning, Bling fam, smash that like button, and I'm gonna have lunch. It's like, okay.
Are you mocking me?
No, that's just like...
That's what I mean about vlogging.
I know.
It's like, do you really want to watch me go run a gazillion errands in a day?
Well, that comes back to topic and format. So instead of just, hey, I'm running errands, it's more like, all right, you know, I've got 2 weeks before this launch of this, and I got to go do this, and this, or something. You know, it's how you, it's like that little errand, how you put it in a format or a template. Sure. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't have their afternoon coffee.
Actually, I just finished
I'm having some right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little blood sugar towards the end of today, but it's been a long week, I can tell for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a very long.
It's only 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's been a very long. It's 4 o'clock.
It's 4 p.m.
Yeah. What time you guys got to be at the...
We've got to end by 5. So I have to do my podcast, and then you've got to start getting ready, shower, do all that.
Yeah. And yeah.
Big smile. Big smile.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, but your shoes haven't come in.
I mean, do the shoes have to be in the shot? Because I can't keep pushing back this shoe over some little shoes. How important are the shoes?
Well, they were supposed to get here today, according to... Anyway, this is... Totally not relevant for the listeners, but I guess I'll have to.
And then I guess I'm gonna have to try on that outfit. What about the glasses?
I didn't order them because I thought maybe I have
some that'll work. I'll turn it into that hat, or I'm gonna wear that hat. I gotta go put on all the clothes and see.
See, this is real life stuff, everybody. This is what we got.
Real life shit. It's a fly low outfit. It's like Dickies, but like special edition.
Orale.
Yeah, so on to the next podcast, guys.
Salt Lake City.
Because now it's my turn.
Jingle Bling Tour, jinglebling.com/tour.
Also, shout out to everybody that's on the Patreon that signed up. How do they go there? Jinglebling.com/
Patreon. Just click on the Patreon tab and it'll take you right to it. See the rewards and see what we got cooking up there.
And if you want to subscribe to my YouTube, go to jinglebling.com/YouTube.
Got it.
YouTube.
Sas. Gracias. Se la lavan. Peace.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.